USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Zeta is now battering the Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall in Louisiana Wednesday afternoon as a Category 2 hurricane, bringing with it wind gusts of over 110 miles an hour and leaving at least 300,000 people without power. Areas along the coast also reported flooding of up to 5 feet in some areas as the storm surge came ashore. The storm is moving quickly and is expected to bring high winds and heavy rains to the Atlanta area early Sunday morning before moving into the Appalachians. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for 6 states, extending for 600 miles inland. Stocks fell sharply on Wednesday as investors reacted to rising numbers of COVID cases across the globe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 943 points to close in the red for the fourth straight day. The S&P 500 lost 119 points, or 3.5%, while the NASDAQ fell nearly 4%. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
F-16 fighter jets intercepted an aircraft Wednesday that had wandered into restricted airspace over President Trump's rally in Bullhead City, Arizona. The aircraft was initially unresponsive, but after jets deployed signal flares, it established radio contact with them and was escorted out of the restricted area. There is no word on whether the pilot will face any charges. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns of the bad position the country is in. He told the Journal of the American Medical Association that things could only get worse as we head into winter.
We should have been way down in baseline and daily cases, and we're not. We're going into a precarious situation where much of what we're going to be doing is going to be indoors as opposed to outdoors.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is hoping to flip some red states blue in the final days of the presidential campaign. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Benningfield is a deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the, the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
A Michigan judge has struck down an order from the state's Secretary of State banning the open carry of guns at polling places on Election Day. In his decision, Judge Christopher Murray said that Michigan law already provides law enforcement with the tools to stop voter intimidation and that many polling places, like schools and churches, already bar open carry on their grounds. He added, activities like voter intimidation are also already illegal. Attorney General Dana Nessel says she plans to appeal with just 6 days before the election. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.